Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry Messings. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, looking at fasting, you know, it's a mighty weapon that God has given us. One of the great weapons He's given us to break the power of the flesh. The Bible actually speaks about some people whose God is their belly. Amen. They live for their appetite. They live for the next meal. And basically gluttony sets in. And gluttony is a sin. And the enemy tries to get advantage of us all the time. Amen. He wants to take advantage of you. Listen, when you get saved, you get born again. You are set free. Hallelujah. Old things pass away. All things are brand new. God breaks every chain. He sets you up. He renews you. He causes the enemy to be under your feet. Every bondage is broken and you are free indeed. Glory to God. But the first thing the enemy does is he starts pursuing you again. Amen. You know, the Bible says, be not ignorant of the devil's devices. He starts pursuing you again. Why? Because he wants to bind you again. Because a born-again believer that's free, a born-again believer that's walking the power of the Holy Ghost is dangerous to the kingdoms of darkness. Amen. Come on. God wants us to be free. God wants us to walk in the power of His Spirit. Amen. So that you become a demonstration. That's the first thing that happens when you get saved. You become a demonstration to everybody that you know, everybody that you meet, that Christ can set the captives free. That He's a mighty deliverer. And the enemy would love to get you bound again. The Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And I want to remind you today that there's mighty weapons in the Spirit. And one of the great weapons that God gives us is the weapon of fasting. Amen. Fasting is a wonderful weapon against the powers of the enemy, against the lust of the flesh. Because when the enemy comes against you, what does he try to do? He tries to enslave you again. Amen. He tries to entice you. Tell me, why does the devil tempt believers? Why? Because if he can get you to sin, he can get a hook back into you. Amen. If he can entice you to fall, if he can entice you to compromise, he can get a hook into you. And when he gets a hook into you, he gains authority over your life. And one of the first things that starts failing is your testimony. Amen. But you know what? We're in a mighty war here. I want to remind you today that we are in a spiritual warfare. Hallelujah. Sometimes because we redeemed, sometimes because we delivered, sometimes because the power of God is around us and His angels are protecting us, we become oblivious of the war that is waging around us. Amen. The enemy is constantly at war because he wants to entice you. He wants to draw you back down. He wants to bring oppression into your life. If he can, he wants to get an opening into your life. Because if he can get an opening, he can come and he can oppress you. Listen, a believer can be oppressed by a devil. I've seen too many devils cast out of believers to believe that story, that devils can't oppress believers. Devils cannot possess believers because we are possessed of the Holy Ghost. But he can surely come and oppress you, afflict your soul with depression, afflict your soul with a heaviness and weariness and come against you. We are in a spiritual battle. Hallelujah. Amen. Every day the enemy is waging war. The enemy is making plans and setting up strategies to try and get to you. And the easiest way to get to a person, especially a believer, is through your food. Amen. The easiest way to get to you is through your flesh. What does he do? He uses the things that your flesh needs. Now, eating is not a sin. Amen. You know, I remember in those days, the church used to believe eating is a sin. Repent as you eat. No, eating is a blessing from God. Amen. Thank God for eating. Thank God when we get to heaven, the first thing is going to happen. We're going to sit down to eat the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Eating is there. But eating should not gain control over us. Hallelujah. We should be in control of our flesh. Amen. We should gain control because the enemy comes and entices you. And if he can get you into gluttony, he's bound you. Amen. And many times he'll entice you. It's amazing that the Holy Ghost can even teach you what to eat when. I had this one time, I had a condition. And, while I was praying, I just felt the Lord say, cut that and that out and eat that. So I started doing that. And then, later on, I went and I saw the doctor. I had some flu, whatever. I went to go see him again. I told him about that. He said, it's amazing. All those things you cut out was exactly the right thing. Amen. Because God will lead you. God will guide you. Thank God we have the greater one within us. You have the Holy Spirit to teach you. Amen. Now, let's just read that quickly. Ephesians chapter 6 before we continue. Yeah, Ephesians chapter 6 reveals to us what's actually busy happening in the spirit. You see, sometimes you feel depressed when you wake up in the morning. It's not you. It's an enemy that's come against you. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you feel just discouraged or you feel lethargic. Listen, if you're constantly feeling tired, get in bed early and sleep the whole night through. And if you're still tired the next morning, rebuke that spirit of lethargy. Amen. Get it out of your life and step into what God has. We are in a mighty warfare. Hallelujah. Right now, if the enemy can, he'll take all of us out. Amen. If he can, he'll take all of us out. Ephesians chapter 6. Are you there? Verse 11. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in the high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. And it goes on to speak about the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith and the sword of the spirit and your feet being shod and the belt of truth. All these weapons that we have. The greatest weapon that we have is the wonderful name of Jesus. The wonderful blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. But we need to use everything that we have to stand in this fight. Amen. So he speaks here about a wrestling. The enemy is near you. Amen. You know, the devil's not the church. The church, the traditional church used to believe the devils are in dark Africa. They used to believe if you go to the Amazon, you might find a few devils there. No, he's right here. Amen. He knows you. He's very clever. They've been studying humans for ages. Hallelujah. They had won the victory over many humans. In fact, there's only one human who ever defeated them, and his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And it's his victory that we stand in. And you and I need to realize that there's a warfare going on because the enemy is trying everything to stop you, to bind you. I remember the words of Jesus when he said, the God of this world is coming, but he's got nothing in me. No power in me. As you break the powers of darkness, how do you break the powers of darkness? How do you win the warfare? You know, somebody said, well, I'm in the army of God. I'm fighting. Listen, you're not fighting the devil. He's already defeated. You can't fight him anyway. Amen. God commands us, fight the fight of faith. Hallelujah. You stand in the power of God. You stand in the victory of God. Hallelujah. And that anointing that is on you and I, the Bible speaks about the different levels of cleansing, the different levels of maturing in God. Firstly, the Bible says, who shall go to the mountain of the Lord but he who has clean hands? Hallelujah. Speaking about the things you do, the things of the flesh. Hallelujah. Dealing with those things. Now, I don't know why, I don't know how, but I've got a clue. But it's amazing how some people, when they get born again, are immediately delivered from smoking. Immediately. Delivered from smoking, delivered from alcohol, delivered from, clubbing and all that. Delivered, set free immediately, supernaturally, awesomely. And I thank God he did that for me. Amen. But then you find other people, they get born again, but they're still fighting. Amen. Truly born again believers. But they can't, they just can't beat that cigarette. And they fight for years. Amen. And eventually they get free. And I've asked the Lord one day, I was speaking to Pastor Fred about it. I said, how's that, Pastor Fred? Because God is no respecter of persons. Listen, God wants you free indeed. Come on now. He wants none of us to have pet demons hanging around us. Amen. Thank God I'm free indeed, but I've got this little pet demon in a cage. And every now and then I bring him out and enjoy some fellowship. No, God wants you free indeed. Hallelujah. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. The weapons of our warfare are mighty through God. And it doesn't matter what you're struggling with. Christ has come to set the captives free. Amen. And that anointing that God brings to you and to you and I is to see us walk in complete victory. Hallelujah. And so I asked Pastor Fred, why? How come? He said he thinks it's the depth of your repentance when you get saved. It's the depth of your repentance. And depending on that, it depends. That's how deep your deliverance is. Amen. And no matter what, some of you might be struggling with things. Come on now. Why must a cigarette have dominion over you? That little white thing. Amen. All it can do is make smoke. Amen. Smoke and mirrors. Hallelujah. But you know what? I remember we had an elder. His name was Alex. Alex Bernardo. How many of you remember him? And, you know, incredible elder. But, you know, just when he got saved, those early years before he came to eldership, he used to struggle. His hands were yellow. His mustache was yellow because he couldn't get rid of that cigarette. Until the one day while he was fasting, he was looking to God. And then the Lord said to him, ask me to have a greater hunger for my word. Hallelujah. And he simply asked God that. Said, Lord, let me have a greater hunger for your word than for the cigarette. And he put that thing out and he was completely set free in a moment, in an instant. I remember I was in the army and, you know, we had this one camp and people were getting saved. And this one person that I led to the Lord, he was next to me. And the one night, he was saved about a week. And, you know, we were enjoying a great time of fellowship and I was ministering to him. And the one night he was sitting on his bed and he was sitting with his cigarette. And he said to me, Johnny, I would really like to be free. I'd really like to stop. I said, would you really? He said, yes. I said, put it out now. He put it out. We took his cigarettes. We threw them down the loo in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he was free indeed. Hallelujah. This power that God has given you and I. You see, the only way that the enemy can stop us is by binding us. Amen. I often think about that story of Gulliver. How do you remember the story of Gulliver, the giant that washes out on an island of little people? And he does exactly what he wants, but these little people are getting fed up with him. And eventually they devise a plan, and their thickest ropes are like little pieces of cotton wool. But while he's sleeping that night, they wrap him in that little bit of cotton wool of theirs, and they wrapped him with hundreds and thousands of strands of the stuff, and he wakes up the next morning and he's bound, and they got him. Amen. Hallelujah. And you know what? For me, that is a sign of how the enemy tries to come here a little, there a little, try to come and bind, try to come and bring influences around us. But in the name of Jesus, the anointing is on you and I like Samson, where that anointing came and he broke those ropes like flax. Hallelujah. And the enemy will have no power over us. I remember it was last year, I think it was August, September, the enemy started bringing a sickness against me. How many of you remember that? I had a small growth here on my leg, and a growth started growing, and it suddenly inflamed, and it became an angry red thing, and then it grew, and it grew within a week or two. It grew, and it became as big as this, and it was there, and it was burning, and it was on fire, and it was itching, and I was praying, and I was trusting God. I was looking to the Lord for my healing. And I was confessing the word every night. I said nothing to my wife because I'm fighting the fight of faith. Amen. Sometimes you have to stand your ground. Hallelujah. And I was praying about that. And the one, every night as I go to bed, I'll pray and I lie down. And it was a fight of faith to get my mind off that pain, get my mind off that burning that's going in my leg. And you know what they say when things go like that, when the angry purple. And it was bad. They say when things goes like that, it's cancers. Now, I didn't go to the doctor because I want nobody confirming that I'm sick, because God confirms that I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Amen. And the next morning I woke up, God said to me, Johnny, you've got things to repent of. Because as I prayed that night, I said, Lord, what's going on? How did the enemy get access to me? Because listen to me, no devil can just jump on you. No devil can just find a way into you. We have to open the door. God's given us authority. Amen. What you bind is bind. What you loose is loosed. Hallelujah. It's amazing. Some people, things keep going wrong constantly, over and over. There's an open door somewhere that has to be shut. Amen. And we have the authority to do that. So I was praying that morning. I said, Lord, what's going on? How did the enemy get to me? God said to me, Johnny, you got things to repent of. And I went before the Lord that day. And for 2-3 days, I was repenting before God, opening my heart. And he started showing me certain things that started gaining control in my heart. Because listen, the only way the enemy can get to you is to first open the door, is to get to your heart. Amen. While you're resisting him, he cannot come in. But once you embrace certain things, once you allow certain things, and I know it's easy to do that, but you know what? We have to look to the Lord to walk a clean life, that the enemy can have no power over us. Because if he can, listen, he doesn't think you cute. Amen. He's not sorry for you. I saw how ugly the devil is when my friend, he was in high school with me. He was the head boy, and his son got born. And at 5 years old, his son had leukemia and he died. Cared nothing about his son. The devil hates you with a passion. And if he can, he'll get to you. Anyway, I believed God and I was praying and I was repenting. I opened my heart. And I just renounced everything the Holy Ghost showed me. I just opened my heart. I renounced. And I remember feeling so clean. And then suddenly I felt the authority of God. And I laid my finger on that thing. Amen. And I rebuked it in the name of Jesus. The next morning it was going down. Within 3 days it was completely flat. Just a little mark. Today you can't even see it. I'm going to show you my leg. You can say the pastor showed you his leg. That's where it was. That's where it used to be. All I've got is a little bit of discoloration here and there in some of the pigments. Because the enemy can have no part of you. Hallelujah. You see, you and I need to realize that God has given us authority over the enemy. God has given you authority over the devil. Hallelujah. And the weapons of our warfare are mighty. I'm talking about this because the enemy cannot just jump on you. I remember the story about this guy. He used to be a drunkard. And he came to the church. And he came for prayer and said, Pastor, pray for me every Friday. I drink out all my money. And we got no money. And so the pastor prayed for him. Next Sunday came again. What happened? No. He says, as I walked past the bar, he says, I got pulled back into the bar. And so the pastor said, now, listen, what you do, he said, this time when you get to the bar, stand in front of that bar and say, get behind me, Satan, in Jesus' name. The next Sunday he came again. He said, oh, is it, pastor, it's even worse. He said, what happened? He says, well, I stood in front of the bar. I said, get behind me, Satan. He got behind me and pushed me into the bar. Amen. You know, the enemy gets blamed for things sometimes that he hasn't even done. Hallelujah. But he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Hallelujah. He'll have no power over you. Poverty can have no access to you. Amen. Sickness have got no power over you. Only with your eyes will you behold the destruction of the wicked. We wrestle not flesh and blood. This anointing that is on us, and I'm believing God with you, that we're going to be a house that is clean. We're going to be a house that is pure. We're going to be a house that walks with power and authority over all the works of the devil, and nothing can by any means hurt us. Amen. He's got no way. He's got no access. Come on now. When you walk before God with a clean conscience and a pure heart, the enemy has got no access to you. Do you know he cannot cross the bloodline? Amen. By the blood of Jesus, we are redeemed. We are set free. Hallelujah. And this evening, there's liberty in this house. There's power in this house. Never lose fact or lose sight of the fact that you're in a warfare. That enemy is wrestling against you constantly. And if he knows he came right in an area, he will always be there in that area. There's certain spirits that you have to rebuke. I remember when I first got saved, the enemy tried to bring a spirit of jealousy on me towards my wife. And you know, big stories in the back. How do you know your wife's not with somebody while you're at work? And then I'll phone her. How are you, Pat? No, I'm fine. And I'm listening in the background. Amen. Some days I'll surprise her. I'll suddenly arrive and say, hey, here I am. And she's so excited to see me, but I'm checking everywhere to go under the bed. And the enemy kept putting these thoughts in my mind. It's a spirit of jealousy that wants to come and destroy your marriage. It's a messenger of Satan that comes in, whispers in your ear. And if you lend your ear, he'll gain control. I know of so many families that are being destroyed. Nothing's wrong, but there's an enemy whispering in the ear. Amen. And I remember the one day, again, I started feeling, man, something's wrong. Something's wrong. You need to get home because something's wrong. You know, your wife is seeing somebody. And it's a terrible thing to be tormented. It's a tormenting spirit. Amen. And I decided that day, I said, Lord, what's going on here? And I just decided, that's it. Now today, I'm going to check. And if there's nothing, don't ever speak to me again. Amen. And I did. I arrived at home suddenly. Hallelujah. She was so happy to see me. If she knew why I'm coming home, she would have kicked me. Sometimes you have to just be quiet, you know. But anyway, I came home. Nothing was wrong. Everything is perfect. And I said, now, how long will I allow this devil to whisper in my ear? How long will I allow the spirits of wickedness? The Bible says, believe not every spirit. Listen, there's spirits whispering in your ear continuously. What are they trying to do? Deceive you. Amen. They're trying to break you. They're trying to get their voice in so they can destroy you. I decided, that's it. I'll never forget. The next day, I was suddenly feeling this whole feeling again. Man, something's wrong. I said, devil, get out of here in the name of Jesus. I will not consider you anymore. You're a liar. Amen. And I won the victory that day. Hallelujah. You see, because the enemy wants to come and bring distrust and bring division. Amen. So listen today. We are in a spiritual warfare. And we do have weapons of warfare. When God gives you weapons, he expects you to use it. Amen. And one of the weapons, and the weapon that we are using right now, is the mighty weapon of fasting and prayer. Amen. It's the weapon of coming against the wiles of the enemy when he uses our flesh, when he entices us, and we're gaining control. What are you gaining control of? You're gaining control of your senses. You're gaining control of your will. You are learning that you are in control of your emotions. You are in control of your feelings. Amen. You know, the Bible says we no longer shove to and fro by our feelings and by our emotions. We're not led by that anymore, but we are led of the Spirit. Amen. Before you're born again, your flesh is leading you everywhere. Everything your flesh wants to do, that you do. But when you get born again, you learn that it's spirit first, then soul, then the body. And your spirit, I'm not speaking about the Holy Spirit strengthens your spirit so that your spirit can gain control and authority. Hallelujah. So when, initially you learn the control over who shall go to the mount of the Lord, he has clean hands, you start learning control over the things you do. Amen. You start learning controls over the lusts of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. Let's call it the desires. Let's call it the needs of the flesh, legitimate needs. But you learn that you are in control. Amen. You subject that. Paul said, I subject my body daily. I buffet my body daily. Hallelujah. I don't allow it to gain control over me. Amen. Some people are so weak, all a woman has to do is flash her eyes and off. His clothes are off. Amen. No self-control. But when you gain control, the enemy can come. You already got control over him. You already got authority over him. Listen, when people commit adultery, it's not the day they did it. It's been happening for a year already. For a year already, they've had the enemy whisper in their ear and they check that chick. Hey, check that chick. Hey, as long as I don't do anything. Allow it. In the next moment, listen, there's no such thing as a friendly devil. Amen. The beginning of the voice is to bring you into destruction. Hallelujah. But we've got mighty weapons through God. You gain control over your body. You realize I don't have to do what my body wants. I'll gain control over this body. Amen. I'll bring all my drives into control, into subjection of the knowledge of Christ. Amen. And then you start learning. If you come to an encounter and God can heal your heart and set you free, then you start learning to control your emotions. Some people, well, I told the truth. Telling the truth is no excuse for just blurting out whatever you feel. Amen. Somebody said, well, I gave him my mind. Somebody might not want to know your mind if it's a rotten mind. Amen. Gain control of your emotions. Amen. Come on now. How many times you learn? Listen, relationships are maintained through people who are in control of their emotions. When things go bad, and every relationship will go bad at some time, we'll have oppositions, we'll have things that go wrong at some time. But if you learn to gain control over your emotions, you won't just blurt things out while you're feeling angry. You'll keep quiet. Amen. You'll control yourself. You'll think about the situation. You learn to gain control. Amen. And all these areas, that it seems like I'm talking about, mind over matter, gaining control yourself. No, these are spiritual matters. Because the enemy uses these weapons, why? To get to you. Amen. I've had so many relationships where the enemy has done things and I'm angry about this. But I've learned to say nothing. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Get a word from God. Hallelujah. And still minister into that person's life. Remember, that person is loved by God. Hallelujah. I was shocked when our first few years of marriage, when I was praying for God to change my wife because she'd again done something wrong. You know, when you first get married, your partner is completely wrong. Amen. I want you to know the woman don't know nothing. It's the men, us. I remember one day going and praying, said, Lord, now you need to deal with this woman. God said, you know, Johnny, I love her too. I was shocked. Amen. Hallelujah. You gain control of your emotions. Amen. You know, that's one of the fruits of the Spirit, isn't it? Gentleness, self-control, bringing things into subjection. And then the Bible speaks of a further dimension. It's the dimension of the Spirit, bringing all things into subjection to the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. And you start acknowledging. Now, I believe once you get there, you start operating the spirit of discernment so that you can know the things that are of God and the things that you need to push down. Because the Bible says, believe not every spirit. Amen. But we are today in a mighty warfare. Hallelujah. And remember, everything is going on around you. It's a strategic plan of the enemy to get to you, to get into you. If you can get rid of that spirit of jealousy, if you can get rid of that spirit of rejection, if you can get rid of that spirit of unforgiveness, you can win the victory. I was hoping that George and Cheryl would be here today, because just last week they told me that they went to go pray. A family member of hers was very sick, serious condition. And in that condition, they were praying with her, and God said to her, you need to forgive. She had an ex-husband. And listen, when people get divorced, you have to check your heart. God hates divorce because of what it does to your heart and what it does to your children. Amen. You need to go and check your heart that there's no bitterness. There's no unforgiveness. You have released the person completely. Amen. Because if you've got unforgiveness in your heart, it's a doorway to satanic forces. Listen to me today. I love you. That's why I'm telling you the truth tonight. It's not a little thing when you carry unforgiveness in your heart. And this, and she was severely ill. And God said to her, I want you to forgive. And so they prayed with her, and she forgave, and she was instantly healed as she forgave. Instantly, that devil lost power. Amen. So we mustn't be ignorant. You know that scripture when it speaks about, for we are not ignorant of the devil's devices? The verse before speaks about unforgiveness. One of the great vices of the enemy to hold us in bondage. And it's a very effective vice, let me tell you. Two of the most effective vices that I see the enemy use is the spirit of rejection and unforgiveness. If you learn to gain control over those things in the name of Jesus, and there's wonderful ways to really get into forgiveness. Amen. The best way to know if you're really forgiven is try to pray every blessing over them that you want for yourself and see if you can. Amen. Because most times of Christians, when they say we forgave, they said, Lord, I forgive them, but you get them. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God I'm free of them. I'm waiting to see how they get destroyed. Then you know you haven't forgiven. Amen. Because if you've forgiven, you will have the heart of God towards that person. Amen. Just this morning, I was so blessed. And I have to finish. We running out of time here. I was so blessed this morning because a couple came to see me. And I know that last year, a partner of theirs did great damage to them. Great damage to them. Great damage. And that partner now, you know, that's run off with everything, now was in trouble. And he was losing his home. And him and his children had to move out of the house. And here stood this couple that had been so hurt. And they were weeping for that poor family. I said, God, that's the heart of God. Amen. That's people who have truly forgiven and are pouring out the love of God from their hearts. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are mighty. We mustn't be ignorant of the vices the enemy uses to come against us. Come on. This is a time of fasting. It's a time of us setting the captives free. Amen. The Bible says the fast that God has chosen is not a fast to smite with the fist of wickedness and to exact things out of people and to demand from people. It's to release, freely forgive. Amen. It's to become the blessing of God and believe God. Listen, for as long as you hold it against that person, you are captive. You are being held captive. You are a slave. And you hold yourself actually in a place of being a victim. But when you release them and forgive them, God can do more for you than he could ever do before. Somebody say amen.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.